I just got back from overseas again, and I listen to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through giving me peace in America.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
You know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add it.
You added that.
I didn't even know it.
You can be my new thing. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mady, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I think... We finally fixed the microphones to the way that it needs to be.
Did you? Uh-oh.
Really?
Hey. Hello. There we go.
I guess we didn't. He was in here yesterday. What did he do, that engineer Brad?
I don't know. Hopefully they stay
you
on this
what?
Time, though.
Turn my microphone off. I want to go home anyway.
You want to be off Mike
See
Roy?
You,
it's one of the crowd's favorites.
Hey, everybody. Don't go to the airport.
Why not off Mike Roy?
The airport is crowded.
Like, you could do anything about it at this point, by the way. You've already purchased your ticket, it's not like you're going to go, you know what, it's so crowded, we're just not going to do this.
Well, you know, we were in the studio talking, and Manny brought up how annoying it is. Like, every year, it's like the story is more and more people on the roads. And sure enough... I spent yesterday watching the news quite a bit. It's the lead flipping story. It's every year.
Well, with Thanksgiving coming, AAA says more cars are going to be on the road than ever before.
Oh.
And guess what? We're going to do it again in another month from now when...
Christmas.
More cars than ever are going to be on the road for Christmas.
Watch out. If you're heading to the Charlotte Douglas International Airport, it's going to be crowded more than last.
Do you think more people travel... like flight travel during Thanksgiving or Christmas?
So my dad, being an airline pilot, kind of had a good insight on this, believe it or not. He doesn't have a lot of good insight on a lot of things, but he did say this. He asked me a long time ago when I was a kid if I knew why Thanksgiving was the busiest holiday. And I said, I don't know. It's A, every race, religion, everybody... celebrates Thanksgiving.
Okay, yeah.
So that's already, I mean, because you have Hanukkah, you have Kwanzaa, and you have Christmas. It's all different times. So that cuts out the 25th a little bit. And then the other thing, too, is it's also the first, like my dad said, college kids coming home from college.
Oh, for Thanksgiving.
Jam the airports because their parents are like, you're a freshman. You've been away since August. Get home.
Yeah. Sterling was flying last night and, he was delayed, and he was looking at all the college kids, and he was like, it's like some of them's never flown before.
Yeah.
He's like, all these kids, college kids, are making dumb mistakes at the airport.
Yeah.
Like, I can't take my 32-ounce water bottle through.
Because their parents aren't there to tell them what to do.
You gotta throw
that away. Freshman in college, and you still don't know the TSA rules.
I went to go get my nails done yesterday, and I know this is, you know, neither here nor there, but I watched a mom and her, like, 18-year-old daughter getting their nails done, and the girl got up to, like, wash her hands, and she's like, don't use soap, honey. It's just water, and then buff the mat. Like, she was still micromanaging her 18-year-old daughter, and I was like, you're just getting your nails done.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, man. That's the way it is.
So anyway, yeah, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We have a big show for you planned today. It is the annual MRL Bowling for Turkey Day.
Yeah, so our Thanksgiving show is jam-packed. We're going to have Adam Driver at Queen Park Social starting at 7 a.m. You can go there and bowl a turkey. If you get a strike, you win the turkey.
That's right. While supplies last, I will say we don't have a ton of them to give away. So if you can get over there at some point between 7 and 8 a.m. this morning, that would be great for you. We do have also Adam Driver, if you just want to go by and get a picture with a 7-foot turkey, feel free to do so. He'll be at Queen Park Social. Thanks to those guys for letting us go inside and use their facility for our turkey bowling contest today.
I love Queen Park Social.
So I need to say hello to someone. By the way.
Oh, is this a radio shout out?
Yeah, it is a radio shout out because I know they're on their way home, but it's two paramedics who were on my street last night. We had like a whole thing happen and I'm not sure the details, quite honestly. But Dallas was going out of the house as they were leaving and Helen and Jason recognized him, who were the two paramedics. And they were like, hey, you're Loren's husband.
Awesome.
So he came in and got me and I came out to, you know, say thanks for listening and thanks, you know, for your service. But they work the overnight shift, so they're on their way home right now.
Oh, okay. That's great. Yeah, we have a couple other paramedics. There's Christopher and Lester, and they're always sending us messages. of them like in their ambulance jamming to our show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's how they keep the people sedated in the back. They play our show and the patient's like, oh, I'm going, falling asleep. Yes, we need that.
Right? Unless they're like critical, then they stop because they, and once they hear our show, they'll go towards the light.
They don't want to push them over the edge.
Yeah. So funny. So funny while you were talking, by the way. There's a giant window behind Roy that's normally covered. And it's, so, yeah, look. Just a giant turkey. It's Adam Driver dressed as the turkey, just like walking past, coming back from the printer. Because he's doing his normal internship duties, but he's doing it dressed as a giant turkey. So he's bringing us papers and stuff.
And I have to tell you guys, my sister is doing the most redneck thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Ooh.
Everyone's going to her house for Thanksgiving, and there's like 20 of us, and we all can't fit in the house, so we have to go out to her deck, but it's going to be cold up in Virginia. So this is her solution of making everyone warm. She got tarp, and she tarped the top from the gutters down to the deck. And y'all, she got saran wrap.
No.
Yes, I have
photos. Did she send a picture?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Let me see.
She got tarp attached to the gutters and saran wrap around the deck.
Now you guys aren't going to use a heater because the saran wrap will melt or catch fire.
I don't think she knows that.
Yeah, tell her.
Look at this.
Oh, my gosh. It looks like a spider web.
Yeah, because, like, the leaves are hitting the saran wrap, and saran wrap's sticky.
Yeah,
so the
leaves
are stuck to the side.
Let me see. Oh, that's funny.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, I'm going to film video as soon as I get there tomorrow. But I'm like, this is the most redneck thing I have seen my family do in a long time.
It might actually be warm in there, like just greenhouse effect, you know?
Maybe.
The light can get in.
Do you think you'll be out there? Who's
going
to?
Going out there.
Yeah, but who pulls? I thought you said some of you will be inside, some of you will be outside.
No, not everybody can fit inside. They're going to put everybody out.
Everybody goes outside.
I thought you were going to
leave the sliding door open and, like, slide the table through.
No.
So do you wear, like, your coat and everything?
I'm going to wear warm clothes. But my sister, she sent me this message, and bless her heart, because she's like, all right, y'all, I worked hours on this. We're going to be warm for Thanksgiving. And I look at it, and I'm immediately, like, making jokes without her knowing I'm making jokes. Like, I'm like, Alyssa, it looks great, but what if we need to wrap up leftovers? What are we
gonna do? You just take it off the deck. And everybody could just grab a leftover, and that also helps clean up, too.
Yeah,
Alyssa doesn't have
to
clean up the saran wrap.
This is going to be the fastest Thanksgiving dinner you've ever eaten. You're going to be freezing, like, out there just power eating.
They are. The other story, too, Roy, as we talked about as we started the show this morning, saying that the big story, as usual, is record number of people on the streets. It's also record cold. They say the Thanksgiving Day parade in New York could be 0 degrees.
Yeah, thank you. I'll watch it on TV.
Yeah, no, Sterling's up in New Jersey, and they just had, like, a snowstorm.
Yeah, he's going to be freezing.
It passed. I don't ever want to do. I'm so glad we live right here in Charlotte,
where
mild winters.
Yeah, take a picture of yourself in the deck. You know.
Oh, I'm taking video.
And send it to Sterling.
Of everyone eating with the tarp and saran wrap.
We're warm. Click, click.
Oh man,
that's awesome. All right, so we have a ton of things.
By the way, I'll get that photo posted up at the MRL show, so you know what we're looking at.
Yeah, you guys go up there and check that out right now at the MRL show. Also, on the show today, we're going to do Guess the Gobble coming up in about 30 minutes. Each one of these show members, myself, Roy, Loren, Nicole, did a gobble, and we'll play the gobble for you. You got to guess the gobble, so that's a little fun game we'll play. We have a phone slam for you, one of our favorites. The Thanksgiving turkeys come alive. We'll play that for you throughout the morning.
A senseless survey where I call the Butterball Hotline.
Mm-hmm. We've got that for you. So much to do today. Really, we are super excited for you guys to be part of the MRL show. Don't go anywhere. Y'all stay put.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listen to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
giving
me to America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia
page. What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That stuff.
Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added that.
I didn't even know.
Still my favorite.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Before we get to all things Thanksgiving today on the MRL show, including bowling for turkeys at Queen Park Social just around 7 a.m. this morning, if you want to win a turkey, you can head over there off of Yancey Road. There's so many things that have been sitting in our folder of things to talk about. So I just pulled out some random stuff that we've been sitting on.
All right.
All right. It's official. Guys with beards are more attractive to women.
I agree with that. Well, scruff.
You do?
Scruff.
Like, Sterling likes a good beard.
Well, you don't have one.
I know.
You're baby shaved.
He wants me to have a beard.
Well, why don't you ever do it for him?
But it's my body. I could do what I want.
You can't grow a beard.
Yeah.
I hate shaving, which is part of the reason why I grow stubble.
Yeah, you know, me and my buddy, I have a buddy who's another big guy, and we were talking about this. There's a couple phases. It's either you have no facial hair and you have a double chin and you just rock it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you have a beard and that hides everything and it's great. But the in-between is god-awful. Like, it's just...
Is that where I'm at?
Yeah, like, I can't really rock what you got.
No, yours looks good.
It does? Yeah. Thank you, Lauren.
Yours looks...
To a gay guy to insult me.
No. Yours looks good. I'm just talking about bigger guys. The in-between is...
Bro, I got a double chin, too. I got news for you.
Yeah, I know. It's...
And I like to shave underneath my chin.
Yeah.
But I was going to color my beard, but you know what?
Just be you.
Yeah, I kind of like it like this. Remember I told you guys a while back that I was going to color it?
Yeah.
But I kind of like it. It's like, red up through the mustache area.
Mm-hmm. And then white.
And then white here. It seriously looks like I got hit by a powder ball. You know what I mean? Like I have a red beard and somebody threw powder at me?
Yeah, no, it goes, man.
So, okay.
You look distinguished.
By the way, biology is a website, some silly website. I don't know. There's websites for everything. Yeah. They revealed that 8,500 female participants, every single one of them preferred dudes with beards.
Mm.
The women were shown photos of guys who were clean shaven and ones that hadn't shaved in 5 days and ones that hadn't shaved in 10 days and ones who had let their facial hair grow for a month. Their choice was clear. While guys with beards were universally seen as hot, heavy stubble was actually the highest rated for participants 10 days.
All right.
The more you know.
Yeah, the more you know.
Here's another more you know, and I got to tell you what I'm doing with Amanda today for her birthday also. Cow cuddling is now a thing. It's a new trend.
Has anyone ever really hugged a cow?
Have you ever thought of snuggling a 1,000-pound farm animal to help with your mental health?
When I think of cows, I think of cow tipping, not cow cuddling.
There's proof now in new studies that say humans can decrease their stress levels by interacting with cows.
How?
I think any animal makes your stress level
go down. A cow, though? They're, like, boring.
What if it steps on your foot?
The new therapy trend falls with, like, goat yoga or cat yoga or bunny yoga. While yoga with a cow might be a little tricky, cuddling with them might be the next best thing.
Listen, I had a llama therapy animal right after my accident.
I remember you said that.
Yeah.
There's a farm in upstate New York that has a program called the Horse and Cow Experience where individuals can spend time connecting with the large barnyard animals. You can interact with them however you want by petting, brushing, or playing. If you're not in the mood to play with the animals, you can simply cuddle with the cows. They have the body temperature that is slightly higher than humans and a heart rate that is lower, which means that it actually lowers your heart rate and gives you a higher body temperature, which is actually very relaxing.
Hmm.
Yeah, but they're so big, I'd be afraid they'd squish me.
Well, I would assume, I guess they would lay them down for you to cuddle with them.
I don't know. I kind of want to cuddle a cow. Today is Amanda's birthday.
You going to go cuddle a cow?
I'm taking her for a mini pig experience. I got to give this woman
a shout out.
She didn't ask for it, but she's so sweet. She owns a pet farm, a petting zoo.
Does Amanda know you're taking her?
Yes.
Okay.
She does, and she's all excited. Her mom's in town. She's going. Dean's going.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Waxhaw, you guys.
Well, you find it.
How did I find it? Tina Porter. Austin Porter's mom from the band Pretty Much.
Pretty Much, yeah.
She's a big fan of the show, and she's like got her finger on everything, Charlotte. And she loves animals. And I was like, Tina, do you know anyone who does the pig experience? And she sent me a link. It's Tiny Pigs for You. That's the website.
Tiny Pigs for You.
Mm-hmm.
.com?
Yeah. TinyPigs4You.com.
Hmm.
And look, she's going to have a little, and it's a whole petting zoo. So Dean can walk around.
Oh.
But Amanda, she goes, I want for my birthday are these white booties, which I got her, and a pig experience.
Mm. When we did Cash's first birthday party and we had the petting zoo there, they had like the baby pig and they had a baby cow there. And the baby cow was really cute. I could cuddle with a baby cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to cuddle with a big cow. But that's pretty cool. You know, Whitney Way Thor from TLC's My Big Fat Fabulous Life, they adopted a pig.
Yeah, they did.
You guys should get a pig.
What was that pig called?
I don't know.
I forget.
I don't know. Ariana Grande's pig is called Piggy Smalls.
Mm. Yeah, but the then there's also Chris P. Bacon, who doesn't have back legs, who gets he has a cart.
I see him on TV.
Yeah.
But pigs are cute when they're babies, but they get ugly and gross when they get older.
I know, but they're supposed to be like really smart. I don't know how you know that. Although I did see a pig go to the ATM the other day. And now I think our now that's why they say they're smart. Hey, smart. One more thing real quick. Loren, your flight was delayed when you were going to Napa the other day.
Yep.
It could truly be the worst. That's why one irate passenger actually decided to light his luggage on fire in protest in Pakistan. He did this. The flight was supposed to leave at 7 a.m., didn't end up leaving until about 10 a.m. local time. It was delayed for technical reasons. At this point, some passengers started shouting in protest and pushed airport personnel over after they canceled the flight. But one passenger took it to another level. He somehow was able to douse the suitcase in some sort of flammable liquid.
Yeah, where did he get that?
Who knows?
Maybe from the bar, like the airport bar. Because alcohol is flammable.
Yeah, I mean, the guy lit it on fire, lit his luggage on fire, and then walked away. They actually caught him because of cameras. No one was injured.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it when groups get angry together. And people just...
You think he's like, I'm going to light my luggage on fire. Like, yeah, do it. Idiot. What a dope. Look at this guy.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
So, BTS fans, you might be excited about this. Ed Sheeran could be teaming up with them for a collaboration. And this was revealed during a Twitter Q&A, and a fan expressed some interest in the two artists working together. While Ed Sheeran replied, I actually wrote a song that I hear they might be messing with, so we might be getting a collab from them very soon.
Good.
Oh, I'm going to read you this headline. You guys are going to go all crazy, and then we're going to Tarantino it, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Meghan Markle is going to be weighed before and after Christmas dinner.
It's weird,
right? And then when I first saw that, I was like, well, that's rude. And then I thought, well, maybe because she's pregnant and they just want to monitor the baby. But it has nothing to do with any of those things. It actually dates back to a tradition in the 1900s where the king apparently was so worried that people weren't getting enough on Christmas that he was weighing people before and after to make sure that they consumed enough food. Now, this might be a little stressful because the royals actually have 3 big Christmas Day meals nowadays. So it won't just be Meghan Markle being weighed. If they still carry on the tradition, it'll be everyone.
That's weird.
Yeah. Jennifer Garner, she is spending the holidays between her kids, Ben Affleck, and her new boyfriend. Now, she'll spend Thanksgiving with Ben and the kids, and then she's reportedly planning a very romantic getaway with her boyfriend for Christmas. So people are saying that these two are getting hot and heavy. Very serious relationship.
Okay.
And Mariah Carey, she just revealed that she is writing a memoir. She accidentally dropped the deets on Watch What Happens Live. She was telling a story, then she said, actually, I'm not going to tell you the whole story because I'm writing my memoirs.
Okay.
Yeah. But that is your Dirty for now.
All right. Thank you, Loren. If you want to play Guess the Gobble, give us a shout. 704-570-9595.
What are you looking for?
I think we have a prize.
No. Well, I mean, we got a jar of honey.
Yeah, I got DJ Vinny's book in here. We got, my mom brought candy from Thanksgiving, from Halloween over. We can give away Skittles and Twixes, but you don't want that.
Just call for fun.
Just play for fun. Yeah. Guess the Gobble between the MRL show staff.
704-570-9595.
Must be 18 and older to play Guess the Gobble.
Oh, yeah. My belly's rumbling.
This is the MRL show.
You know we love it.
Drink like a fish, eat like a fat pig.
Come on, baby.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Does that say drink like a fish, eat like a pig?
Yep.
And pretty much
that's what you do.
Thanksgiving to do that. I can do that on my own. Let's say hi to Kate real quick in Charlotte.
Hey, Kate.
Kate, are you there?
Hey.
Hey.
So we already got someone to play for the Guess the Gobbler here, but we wanted to play a quick little game for you.
All right.
Because we love you, Kate, and we appreciate you calling in. So we actually played a clip of this yesterday, and I don't know if you were listening yesterday morning when we played this. You may or may not have heard it. We had a celebrity do a gobble for us. I'm going to play the gobble for you, and then you guess the celebrity that did this. It's a local celebrity. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, turn your radio off, Kate, because I want you to listen right through the phone here.
Okay.
All right.
You got to turn the radio off because there's a delay.
Turn the radio off.
Yep.
There you go.
There we go.
Now you're going to listen right through your phone to hear this celebrity gobble. You name the celebrity, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Kim Newton?
Yeah. That's they were listening yesterday.
Troy Blue.
Yeah. Did you hear Cam's gobble yesterday?
No.
And you didn't? How did you know that was Cam Newton?
Local celebrity? Good guess.
Yeah, that's really? A good guess.
That's a good guess.
Oh. Context clues.
I mean, I guess you can say it sounds a little like Cam. All right, Kate, congratulations. Sorry, no presents or no prizes for you this morning. But
let's go to our buddy Joel in Hickory. Joel, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. Are you ready to play Guess the Gobbler?
I am.
All right, man. You're going to have to attach which cast member of the MRL Morning Show to the right gobbler. Here we go.
Roy, Loren, Nicole, or Maney, go ahead and guess this gobble. Who is that?
I'm going to go with Roy.
All right, let's see.
Let me try.
All right, that's one for him. Congratulations. Yeah. All right, is this next gobble Nicole, Loren, or Maney? It's called Guess the Gobble. You want that again, Joel? You want to hear that again?
Yeah, let's hear that again.
All right. That sounds like a strenuous turkey.
I'm going to say that's Nicole.
Ooh.
And he would be correct.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. Here's a little more of Nicole recording it in the car with her girlfriend.
Turkey doing karate.
She goes, shh. Come on, Lauren. This is real work I'm doing here. Yeah. This isn't a game.
I'm trying to do a bit.
That leaves Loren and so myself, funny. Maney. Go ahead, Joel. Guess this gobble.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Do that again.
Now, I know Loren, one of her talents is a good gobble. I heard her do it in the hallway last year. Is that Maney or Loren, Joel?
I'm going to go with Maney.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's hear. Guess that gobble. Is that something I can do?
Yeah. Yes, yes. It's you.
Your gobble's the best, Maney.
He's on fire. And then just for good fun, Joel, here's Loren's gobble. Gobble, 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 gobble.
She just said gobble fast. Gobble, 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 gobble,
gobble. I can't do the whole cheek thing like y'all do.
Joe, what do you think? What do you think of that gobble?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, he likes it.
Joe, can you try to gobble for us through the phone?
Ooh. Wow, you've got an awesome one, too.
That was probably better than Maney's.
All right, let's talk to each other. You ready, Joel? You know what we just said? We're flying away for the holiday. We're out of here.
I can guarantee y'all.
Thanks,
no,
Joel.
No other radio show is doing this stupid thing.
No.
This is the only type of stuff you get here.
Yeah, we're working hard today. All right. Thanks, Joel. Have a great Thanksgiving, okay? Thanks so much for listening to the MRL show.
Yes, sir.
See you, buddy.
Hey, thank you so much. And by the way, speaking of the turkey gobble, we put it to good use with one of our favorite phone slams.
Yes. So pretty much what we do is call, I think it was like a Harris Teeter, and we tell them that we bought a frozen turkey from them, but it was actually alive. And it's come alive, and it's flipping and flapping around everywhere. And the girl, the poor girl at the Harris Teeter does not know how to handle this. We'll play this phone slam coming to you in 7 minutes.
Come, come, come.
Is the MRL Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So Roy and Nicole found out that I had this hidden talent to do a turkey call.
Yeah, it's pretty spot on.
And we use that talent and call and mess with someone at a local grocery store. It's a brand new phone slam, and here it is.
The Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Phone slam.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Is this the manager?
This is the assistant manager.
Okay.
Manager's busy right now. Can I help you?
Well, we're trying to get everything ready for the. Oh my God!
Joe,
I can't
did you
believe
get someone?
You messed up with the oven. I got someone on the phone. Listen, we're having an issue with our turkey.
I can't get him. Get back in here.
Listen, we try to put it in the stove, and next thing I know, it comes to it's alive. I bought the turkey from you guys.
Are you kidding?
No, can you hear it in the background? I bought a frozen turkey, and we put it in the oven, and I told my wife...
Girlfriend, you have not put a ring on it yet.
Okay, whatever. She set the stove, and I told her she has to set it...
Joseph, let me talk to her.
Fine.
Ma'am?
Yeah?
Hi. I bought this turkey, and when we dethawed him, I do this every year. I named him Leroy. But when I dethawed him, he came to life. He is running around my kitchen, and I don't know what to do.
Give me the bag. Give me the Harris Teeter bag. Maybe I can put him in the bag.
What should we do with him?
I'm bringing him back. I'm bringing him back to the store. We're doing a return.
Okay.
Yeah, do you speak turkey? Can you talk to him? Tell him to, like, lay back down in the pan?
No, ma'am. I don't speak any how do you not bird speak languages.
How? You sell him? You don't speak his language? All you have to do is go, blah, 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 or something like that. Just try. Listen to that.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Come on! Yeah, I don't think he understood you.
Okay. Well, I'm really sorry about your.
Oh no! Oh God, he's going everywhere over our blinds. Listen, I expect a full refund and damages to my home from this damn thing.
What was her name?
Right.
Melanie.
Melanie.
Melanie. Repeat after me. Hey, it's the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1. Your manager, Allison, told us to call and mess with you today.
Very good. Okay. Okay.
I know, it's like the busiest week of the year.
Yeah. Happy Turkey Day.
Yeah, we're just messing with you. Of course the turkey didn't come to life. Or did he?
All right, we'll let you run because I know you're busy.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Is the MRL Show on KISS 95.1.
Hopefully, you guys can enjoy a short week like we will. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and then Friday is Black Friday, Loren. What's your Black Friday plan? Do you have one?
I'm trying to do online stuff, so I don't have to get up and go because I've got baby cash.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see.
Was that something that you and your mom ever got into really anyway? Like, you wake up early?
Oh, yeah, totally. When my mom and I are together on Thanksgiving, we typically have a Black Friday, like, plan set. You know, I like to go one place and get as much as I can.
The average American has hidden, in the last 5 years, around $353 in Black Friday purchases from their partner.
Yeah. I can believe that.
That's a pretty high average for all Americans across the country.
Yeah.
The most popular item hidden is jewelry.
Mm. It's followed, easy to hide.
Followed by a new phone that you bought for yourself.
How do you hide a new phone?
You know, I don't know. Unless you really looked at your partner's phone, would you know that there was an upgrade between like a 7 to an 8 or something?
No,
or?
Maybe not. But the new phones, like the X, I would, because there's no home button on it.
Yeah. Clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to hide.
Easy to hide. Yep. Some people have gotten away with much bigger purchases. In fact, this website, this came from thenewyorkpost.com. Someone said that they actually hid a new car at a friend's house. They bought themselves a new sports car. They knew that my wife, quote, wasn't going to be happy about that purchase when we had other things to spend the money on.
Yeah.
So I kept the car at my friend's house and eventually sold it to him.
My wife
never knew.
Wow.
I wonder if he ever drove it. Like, did he drive to his friend's house before work?
Yeah, I mean, maybe on the weekends or after work. And then eventually sold it to his friend, but his wife never knew. I know, guys are so busy.
You know, I bought something from Uptown Cheapskate yesterday. We had a little pop-up shop here in the studio.
Yeah.
And I literally walked in the door.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Or went and put the bag on my side of the bed because Dallas doesn't typically walk over there. And he smelled that thing out like it was his job. He walked over, opened the bag, and was like, what's this? And I was like, it's what it looks like.
It's a new purchase. But you could just say it was a great deal.
That's exactly what I told him. And he asked me to see the receipt because he didn't believe me.
Because
it was a pair of Louboutins.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Okay, intern Adam Driver at Queen Park Social off of Yancey Drive. That's right there on Lower South
End. Australia when they celebrate the 4th.
he's dressed as a massive, like 10-foot turkey. And we're going to do something. We do this every year. It's our annual bowling for turkeys. They have a bowling pin set up there. They're going to roll. And if you get a strike, you win a frozen turkey.
So you're actually bowling with a frozen turkey, too. It's quite Thanksgiving-ish. Yeah. Adam Driver, when we potted up the microphone, you were talking to someone about Australia. Who are you?
Yeah, we have a listener here. We're hanging out with him, and we were talking about time differences in different continents and stuff.
Okay.
And he said that we were talking about Thanksgiving in Australia, and he goes, well, wait, they don't have it. And I said, well, it's a distinctly American holiday. And I says, it's like the Australian 4th of July, and that's what happened. You want more?
No. That's good.
Do you know, can I get one more joke?
Did the guy leave or is he still there?
He's still here.
Yeah. Is he asleep?
Do you know, I was talking with some of our friends from the station and it took me this entire time to put it together that when you bowl 3 strikes in a row, it's called a turkey.
Yeah. You didn't know that, huh?
I didn't know that.
Really?
I knew it, but I couldn't access it, you know?
Yeah, in fact, if you go to a bowling alley, the turkey comes out if you bowl 3 strikes. Sure. Not that I've ever really done that, but I've heard it. Okay, so who is with us this morning at Queen Park Social? Who's our first bowler?
Hey, buddy. What's your name?
Austin.
Austin?
Yeah.
Say hi to the show.
Hi, show.
Is Austin any kind of a bowler? Does he consider himself a bowler, or is this just going to be a shot in the wind?
I bowl occasionally.
Okay.
When I'm feeling good.
All right. Well, Austin, grab that frozen turkey, and I want you to slide it down the bowling aisle to the pins and see if we can get you a strike.
Now, to set it up for people at home, the bowling alley is actually a slip and slide that I took from my son's play bin in the backyard. We greased it up with Spam, and we got the pins at the end of the slip and slide. So it's about a 12-foot long yellow slip and slide. All right.
Are you ready?
Are we doing this grandma style or just like any way I want?
Any way you want. Just fling that turkey.
Yeah, come on.
Get it down there, bud.
An audience.
Oh!
A strike?
You got a strike.
Yeah, nice.
Wow. On the first strike. Down. Wow.
You're getting a turkey, my man. Do you want to try it three times? I guess you can do that.
I'm not expecting three turkeys
over
there.
No. Okay. Yeah, you if he wants to bowl. Let's see. All right, I like that idea. Set up the pins again. We got a minute here. Let's see if he can bowl another strike.
And then if he can, we know it's too easy and we got to change the
game.
By the way, it's going to go from 10 feet to 20 feet quickly.
Do we get more grease?
Oh, yeah. By the way, I don't know if people know this. We pammed the slip and slide.
Yeah.
I know. My son's going to fly off of it this summer.
Yeah, you're going to have to throw this away. Somebody's going to get hurt.
He's going
to
be like Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation when he puts that stuff on the bottom of the sled and goes down the hill at 2,000 miles an hour.
I love that movie.
Is everything ready? Reset?
Yeah, we're all reset.
All right.
Let's do it again.
Throw that turkey. Going down the thing. Strike number two.
Okay. All the pins are falling.
This kid's a pro.
Maybe we should have done three strikes to get a turkey. You get a turkey.
We just want to give the turkeys away. It's not. This isn't supposed to be a difficult contest. It was just for fun. Give Evan his turkey. Tom, congratulations.
He's going to... congratulations, buddy. He's going to go and bowl a turkey.
All right. He's going to go try and bowl a third turkey. Right now, while supplies last, intern Adam Driver's dressed as a giant turkey. Even if you don't want to bowl... You can just go get your picture taken with a 7-foot turkey. I think that's worth it in itself.
Yeah, we got like four turkeys over there. If you want one, go over there and bowl or just get a photo op.
Yep, it's Queen Park Social, Yancey Road. Of course, tonight they're going to have a big night. It's the biggest drinking night, party night of the year.
Yes, sir.
Queen Park Social. Adam Driver, we'll check in with you again in a little bit. Congratulations, Evan.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, there he is.
Happy Thanksgiving. This is the MRL Show on KISS 95.1.
If you had a Queen Park Social off of Yancey Drive and Lower South End, there you will find intern Adam Driver dressed as a 10-foot turkey at Queen Park Social. It's bowling for turkeys. We got frozen turkeys and a slip and slide with bowling pins at the very back. It's probably like 12 feet long. And people are taking the frozen turkeys, bowling it down the lane. If you get a strike, you'll win a frozen turkey.
About an hour ago, we played a game called Guess the Gobble between myself, Loren, and Roy, and producer Nicole. Producer Nicole was on the road, and she recorded her gobble into her phone and sent it to us. So this, what we're about to play for you is 100% real and 100% between her and her girlfriend in the car. Listen to this recording session.
That's not a turkey. I don't know what that was. Okay, what do you do?
What did she say?
What do you
what that was? Okay, what do you do?
I love that her girlfriend Lauren is trying to coach her.
Yeah.
Sounds like a turkey doing karate.
I do love how she's like shushing her too. I'm trying to record for the segment. Take it so seriously.
Nicole's is my favorite, but quickly jumping up to very close to being my favorite is Lorenz.
Gum, 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 gum. That's what I do for baby Cash. She likes it. Gum, 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 gum.
And then here's Roy's.
See, I try to copy yours, but I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't do it either. That's why I went with the true gobble.
This is mine.
So, how does he do that?
So you have to move your head back and forth, left and right, really quick.
I don't have that much room in my cheeks, though.
Let me see you try it.
We eat too much food.
Yeah, I think
that's what she's saying.
Fatten you up. You got to be faster.
I don't want to hurt myself.
Hurt yourself?
Yeah.
You going to give yourself a concussion?
I don't know.
He's a special case.
You know.
And, of course, another one of our faves, QB1 himself, Cam Newton, did it for us on Monday night at the Cam Thanksgiving Jam event that we hosted. Here's Cam Newton's impression of a turkey gobble.
That's like... I think that's what all turkeys sound like on Thanksgiving because this is such a bad day for them.
You said it yesterday, Roy. This is what Cam sounds like after he gets sacked.
Then he gets sacked.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hopefully you have a story in there about a turkey so we can play some turkey gobbles.
Well, what Lorette likes for today, but you'll have to wait until 8:30 for that one. All right, so Katy Perry, she apparently had a really good year, and she made Forbes top paid singers of 2018. She made number one, coming in at $83 million.
Wow.
And this must be a nice notch in her belt, because guess who's right behind her?
Oprah.
Taylor Swift.
Ooh.
And you know they had that little feud. Taylor made $80 million this year. Beyonce right behind her with $60 million. Pink, Lady Gaga, and Jennifer Lopez rounding out that top six.
Katy Perry must have made that Idol money.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. Yeah, I mean, $20 million of it came from Idol.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, she's under fire after she posted on Instagram a photo of herself in lingerie and said, I'm going to pin these all over my house to remind myself not to overeat on Thanksgiving. Hashtag Thanksgiving prep. Well, people are now saying that she's fat shaming, so not happy with her.
Yeah, I mean, so what? That's the way she wants to be. If she doesn't want to eat too much, she could do that as a reminder. So, in other words, anybody that goes to a gym and works out or eats well is fat shaming?
You know, I thought about that because in our garage, we have a treadmill, and they're on the wall, like, right in front of the treadmill, I have, like, old pictures on the refrigerator from, like, my cheerleading years.
Yeah.
And, like, that's kind of my motivation when I run.
Yeah, whatever works for you.
Right.
I don't want to feel like I'm fat-shaming anyone either.
Yeah, it's not like she put a picture of someone else up and said, you know, I don't want to ever look like this.
Right.
No, and I don't think the picture was the problem. I almost think that the caption was the problem.
Yeah,
that she was
going to,
you know, post them all over her house so she didn't overeat. I don't know. All right, Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger might be getting engaged. That's the word on the street. Now, he is obviously fresh off a divorce, but apparently things are getting really close between the two of them, and he could very soon put a ring on it. Meanwhile, Robert De Niro and his wife split after 20 years together.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Really?
A source said that they weren't even, like, sleeping under the same house anymore, let alone in the same bed, and that they'll make that breakup public very soon.
He was just on a show talking about how much he loved his wife.
That's usually a sign of things going downhill.
Overcompensation.
Yeah. Wow. Like Amanda posted something really nice about me on Facebook the other day.
So
and
what'd
I'm like,
you do?
Well, I was like, what did I do? Crap, I'm in the doghouse.
Well, another couple that is just super sweet, and you've got to see the new video, is Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. She just came out with a new holiday song called You Make It Feel Like Christmas, and the video stars the two of them showing how they would spend their, you know, Christmas. It's adorable, little rom-com feel, and we've retweeted it at the MRL show if you want to see it there.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Lorraine. 704-570-9595. Zero wins. She lost yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Call now. Take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Sponsored by The Funny Bus. City Comedy Tour.
On KISS 95.1.
Jenna Lee, welcome to the Mandy, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning. You have such a fun name.
Oh, thank you.
All right, well, you are playing Can't Beat Lorraine this morning. I'm fresh off a loss, not proud of it. I'm going to have to redeem myself today, but let's see if you can get my way.
Let's see.
All right, throw her out of the studio so that we can play and throw you on the funny bus.
All right. Get out of here, you turkey.
All right, I'm going.
Lorraine is leaving the studio. Like Manny said, the funny bus, the Comedy City Tour is on the line. We'll get you on that bus with two bottles of champagne. She's out of the studio. And Jenna Lee, she can no longer hear these questions.
Here we go. Question number one, Jenna Lee. Never played before. She's excited. Zayn and Nicki Minaj just recently collaborated to make a new song called No Candle, No Light. What boy band was Zayn a part of before he started doing his solo thing?
Was it One Direction?
We'll find out. Creed 2 comes out this weekend. Michael B. Jordan is going to play Apollo Creed. What actor plays Rocky?
Hey, you. Hey, Rian. Hey, Jenna Lee.
Oh, I know his face. I don't know his name.
You see my face, you don't know my name.
All right, no answer there. Question three, Taylor Swift has a new music home. She has been in the same music group since the release of her debut album. She's got a new record company. What are Swift and her friends known as? What's their group of friends called?
The Swifties.
The what? No, not her fans, her personal friends.
Oh, personal friends?
Yep, like Selena Gomez is part of the...
Oh my gosh, I'm not kidding. All right.
Okay, no answer there. Question four. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton just released a new music video this past Tuesday. True or false, the two lovers were both on the singing show American Idol?
False.
And question five, Tiger Woods is going to play a one-on-one match this Friday against Phil Mickelson on pay-per-view. The winner's going to walk away with $9 million. Who is Tiger Woods' ex-Olympic skiing girlfriend?
Oh, my gosh. That's the hardest one.
Five's usually a little harder.
These are all so hard.
No answer there. Okay. All right. No Kardashian or Bieber questions today. That threw you off. Come on in. Don't say anything. Here we go. Loren, come in.
Lauren, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Jenna Lee got two correct.
Okay.
All right. Let's see how you do, Lauren. Not like you've been on a roll much either.
Wow. Okay.
Zayn and Nicki Minaj just recently collaborated to make a new song called No Candle, No Light. What boy band was Zayn a part of before he went solo?
One Direction.
That's right. One to one.
And question two, Creed comes out this weekend. Michael B. Jordan's going to play Apollo Creed's son. Which actor plays Rocky?
Sylvester Stallone.
That is correct. No answer from Jenna Lee. She knows the face, though. It's 2-1.
She knew my face, but didn't know my name. But it's all right, Jenna Lee.
That's not a bad Sylvester Stallone.
Hey, yo, Jenna Lee.
Taylor Swift has a new music home. She's been with the same music company for a long time since her debut album, and now she's with a new record company. What are Swift and her friends known as?
Her and her friends are known as the Squad.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Jenna Lee thought it was the Swifties.
Swifties are the fans, yeah, right?
It's 3-1.
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton just released a new music video this past Tuesday. True or false, the two lovers met on the singing show American Idol?
False.
That is correct. The correct answer was The Voice.
And question five, Tiger Woods is going to play a one-on-one match against Phil Mickelson on pay-per-view this Friday. The winner's going to walk away with $9 million. Who is Tiger Woods' ex-Olympic skiing girlfriend?
Lindsay Vonn.
That is correct. Final score, 5-2. Loren, you win. All of one wins underneath your belt.
Good job, Loren.
Thanks, Jenna Lee. You know what I want to hear, though, before we let you go?
Yes, this is Jenna Lee, and I cannot beat Loren.
Thanks for playing. Have an awesome Thanksgiving. Love you, too.
All right.
Thanks, Jenna Lee. Jenna Lee, if you're in the area of Yancey Road where Queen Park Social is, you can head over there right now while supplies last. We are giving away turkeys.
Yes, we're literally doing bowling for turkeys. You're going to take one of the turkeys, throw it down a slipping slide. If you bowl a strike, you win a frozen turkey that's at Queen Park Social.
We understand there's no wait right now.
Right. Queen Park Social, lower south end.
Off of Yancey Road. Head over there now and go see Adam Sandler, our 10-foot-tall turkey.
Is the MRL Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Coming up just after 8. We talked about it earlier this morning, but you've got to hear it. Loren, we've got to have Roy tell that story again about where he's going to be eating his Thanksgiving dinner this year.
I want to go with him just to see him in person. Oh, yeah.
It's at his sister's house, but she's really rednecked it up, hasn't
it's
she?
It's a redneck Thanksgiving, y'all. but we do have intern Adam Driver. He is at Queen Park Social and Lower South End. Queen Park Social, Lower South End. We're bowling for turkeys. We have like a 12-foot slip and slide. We put oil all over it so it's nice and lubed. And all you have to do is take a frozen turkey, bowl it, and if you get a strike, you win a frozen turkey.
Oh, intern turkey Adam Driver, are you there?
Hey, we're here, guys.
And are any of the MRL Show family members there to bowl for a free turkey right now?
Well, we had one. You remember him.
That was like an hour ago.
We thought we saw another car pulling up. I think they were just making a U-turn in the parking lot.
Oh, so we still have more turkeys to give away.
Yeah, it's pretty much a ghost town, my dude.
Oh, I'm surprised. Every year we do this, the turkeys usually go fast. But we're at Queen Park Social over off of Yancey Road.
Yep.
If you're up in that area right off of 77, you can get over there and play real quick. If you bowl a strike, you win a turkey. It's that easy.
And turkeys are kind of expensive.
Yeah. And we got them sitting there for you.
Wait, I think someone's walking in.
Are you serious?
Yeah, right now. Oh, it's so live right now.
Oh, he said it's so live.
It's so live, dude.
This is so real.
Hi, are you here to turkey bowl?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh.
What's up? We're on air. What's your name?
Gabrielle.
Hi, Gabrielle.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Welcome to Turkey Bowl.
Hi.
Those are the guys. You want to say hi to the guys?
Oh, who is that?
Yeah. Hi,
hey, girl.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi, Winnie. Yeah. Hi, Lauren. How you guys doing?
We're good. We're doing well. You ready to bowl for some turkeys?
Yo, yes, I'm ready.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
All right. Let's
Adam
do
Driver,
it.
put your turkey head on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you said put the turkey head on?
Yeah. Get in the costume. Well, yeah. You don't want people to see without your turkey hat on.
I can't. I don't think I could be on the phone with the turkey.
Yeah, you
can.
You got
on.
This.
Yeah. We're allowing you to. We're breaking rules.
Okay. All right. Let me see.
He's putting
you have to put down the phone to do it. Yep. It's a whole thing.
Okay. Hold on. One second.
Are they getting her ready too? I hope.
Yeah, she's getting geared up.
Okay, you're getting geared up. She's getting geared up. Everyone's getting geared up for turkey.
This is live rate about as live as you can get.
Right. By the way, if you can't tell, we're phoning it in. we want to go on vacation.
All right, Adam Driver, are you all set?
We're all set. All ready? Right. You got your turkey?
Oh, I got turkey. Oh, my God.
Someone give this nice lady a turkey.
Oh, wait, does she bowl?
Oh, my God.
No, she hasn't done it yet. Oh. It is
she
heavy.
Said it's so heavy.
It's heavy.
Oh, no.
Went to the right.
Okay, so her first turkey that she bowled down the slip and slide went off the lane. Let her bowl again.
Here, can I show you a trick?
Who's yelling in the background?
The turkey's coaching her.
Hold it like he's holding it, like by the strap.
Like this?
Yeah, and okay. kind of swing it.
Okay. You got to
give it a good swing.
She's launch it through a window.
I know.
She didn't get a strike. There's two pins left.
All right. Well, let her bowl again till she gets a strike, that nice woman. We got plenty of turkeys down there.
Yeah.
And at the rate this is going, just give her a turkey anyway. Ain't nobody showing up at Queen Park Social.
Queen Park Social is the spot. Thank you, Gabrielle. Hopefully she wins a turkey. Thank you, intern Adam Driver.
Thanks, guys.
You guys head over to Yancey Road. That's where Queen Park Social is. While supplies last, free turkeys for you.
Yep, and make sure you go to Queen Park Social tonight if you're looking for a little pre-Thanksgiving drink. Get it on tonight at Queen Park Social.
Come on, do the club DJ inside Queen Park Social.
All right, it's DJ Roy in the ones and twos, whatever that means.
You guys lit and ready for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Let me hear you gobble.
Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
All right, down at Queen Park Social, Lower South End, we got a bowling pin set up. Bowling for turkeys. They're actually bowling with a frozen turkey as well. Intern and Driver, go ahead.
Hi, tell us your name.
Mary Pinion.
Hi, Mary. You here to turkey bowl today?
I am.
You going to get a strike and win a turkey?
I hope so.
All right. I think you can do it.
Mecklenburg County Social Workers.
Think you can do it.
Right on. Okay.
All right. Let's get her a turkey. Let's get her set up.
Intern Adam Driver, what do we say? The lane's about 12 feet long?
I think that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. The frozen turkey is the bowling ball. The pins are real pins.
Yep, from Queen Park Social.
Mm-hmm.
And your slip and slide is the lane.
And my son's slip and slide with Spam sprayed all over it is the lane. Nice.
Pam.
Okay, she's all ready to go.
Is she ready?
Ready? Throw that turkey. Boom! Strike!
Oh, dang! There we go.
Great job.
Somebody just won a turkey.
Now, we can't give all the social workers turkeys, but we can give you one.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Congratulations. Some more turkeys are there while supplies last. Head over to Queen Park Social off of Yancey Road. Thanks to Queen Park Social for letting us post up in there this morning.
Yeah, especially this early in the morning.
I know Brad, the manager, probably just went to sleep at like 2 a.m. and woke right back up and unlocked the doors for us. Tonight, biggest drinking night of the year. And, of course, Queen Park Social is going to have a whole bunch of cool deals going on there. Roy, you got to tell everyone before we get off the rails here.
Sure. So for Thanksgiving, I'm going to be going back to my hometown of Virginia. And this year, my sister's hosting the Thanksgiving dinner. Now, we have about 15 to 20 people coming, and the house just ain't big enough for everyone to sit together.
But that doesn't stop her from hosting Thanksgiving dinner.
That's not a factor. Not a factor in that household.
Nope.
So, but they have a massive deck behind the house. So it's supposed to be cold. It's supposed to be like in the 30s and 40s up in Virginia. So what she has done, and we got the photo posted right now at the MRL show, so you can look at this redneck. I don't even know how to describe it. It's
innovative.
It's innovative. She got tarps strapped to the gutters. And then she got saran wrap to wrap around the entire deck. She has an enclosed deck made out of tarp and saran wrap. And everyone's going to eat out there. And she thinks that's going to keep everything nice and warm.
You should see this picture.
It's awesome.
And it's posted up at the MRL show. Hats off to your sister for becoming a redneck inventor.
Right? And people's like, that's a redneck sunroom.
I said a greenhouse. It might actually be warm in there. You know, the sun warms it up, and it's all enclosed.
Is your sister cozy. Home?
Yeah, she's home.
Can we call her, and can she walk in there and tell us, like...
Well, we could try.
Yeah, let's try and call her.
Yeah.
And
and by the way, you have to go see this photo at the MRL show, because it's sticky saran wrap. It's sticky, yeah. Right? So, like, the leaves, because it's windy there, the leaves are sticking to the side of the saran wrap.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's do a song. We'll come back. Let's call your sister, Alyssa.
Okay.
And see if how comfortable it is in there, what the temperature is.
Yeah.
Let's test the redneck sunroom. Is she going to be mad?
About what?
About us joking about the whole redneck thing.
Oh, let's gauge. Let's see how she... Because yesterday... Yesterday, she's like really proud about it. And she's like, look what I spent hours doing yesterday.
Oh, so she has no idea that it's like a redneck invention.
I don't know. I was making fun of it. I was like, what are we going to do if we have leftovers? You know?
Maybe we should back off the phone call.
I think we'd be fine.
Leave it to us to all of a sudden call it a redneck sunroom. And she's like, forget it then. Thanksgiving
it's canceled.
That's even better.
You can stay here. Yeah. All right. We also need to hear from you guys because I know your sister's not alone. I wonder if anybody just like opens up the sliding door and sticks like the table through the sliding door. You know what I mean? Like the table's half of it's inside, some of it's outside. Yeah. 704-570-9595. We want to know about your redneck Thanksgiving rituals. What's going on this Thursday or what's gone on the past Thanksgivings that's just a little bit redneck? 704-570-9595.
Oh, yeah. My belly's rumbling. This is the MRL show.
You know we love it.
Oh. Drink like a fish, eat like a fat pig. Come on, baby.
Heads up. No more turkeys left at Queen Park Social. We've given all the turkeys away. Congratulations to all the people that won turkeys with our turkey bowling contest. We'll do it again next year, for sure.
Yeah, it's our little tradition.
Yep. Is your sister on the phone?
She is. What do you think's going on there?
Hello.
Is she vacuuming?
Alyssa?
Oh, hey. Sorry.
She really was vacuuming.
Were you vacuuming?
I was vacuuming, yeah.
Oh, hey. Well, welcome to the MRL Morning Show, sis.
Hi.
Hi. We're talking about your wonderful sunroom that you've created for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, and describe to everyone what you've done.
Okay. So, I have a really, really large deck, and I put, like, PVC pipe.
Okay.
On the top rail of the deck.
Okay.
Because I needed to attach the tarp for a roof. And okay. So I needed some height to attach the end of the tarp. So I wind PVC pipe all along the top railings, all the way around the deck.
And you got the tarp.
And then I attached the tarp. I used zip ties, and I zip tied it to my gutter guards on my roof.
Okay.
So I guess if the wind blows really hard, I'm going to have to replace that and it'll all just come flying off. But anyway, it feels pretty sturdy.
Okay, so you got that as a roof, and then what do you got for the walls?
So I've got it attached from the roof to the PVC that's extended up on the rail. And then for the wall, basically a heavy-duty plastic wrap.
Like a saran wrap?
Yes, that you... I ordered it offline. It's like weatherproof. It's like what you would kind of wrap around like pallets and stuff.
Oh, okay. That was your brother's concern, is that he thought he was going to be cold out there, and we were just calling to check and make sure the temperature was going to be a good temperature.
Yeah, like, step out there. How's it feel?
So it's at least heavy duty. It's not like, you know,
cling wrap.
I think it's going to work. I think Alyssa's a genius. I think it's going to have the greenhouse effect, and you guys are going to have a toasty Thanksgiving.
Go out there, Alyssa, and yell, and let's see if we can hear an echo or anything.
I'm out here right now. I mean, I've got, like, little heaters.
The heaters make me nervous.
Oh, yeah. Alyssa, what if the heaters melt the plastic?
Well, I kind of thought about that, but I've done a few test runs, and, like, it's all still here.
And the good news is if we get too hot, we can just punch a hole through the wrap. And let the cold air in.
If I don't have enough Tupperware for leftovers, we can just, like, if we're done eating, we can just start taking down the wall.
Maybe that's a good idea, Roy. You know how you put bugs in, like, a jar? Maybe you need to poke some holes through
there
so you can breathe.
We're all going to pass out because if we're breathing our own air.
Well, it sounds like, just wait, though.
People are going to be trying this. They're going to be like, this is genius.
Alyssa, did you find this on Pinterest?
I did.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yes. Pinterest is the best.
Yeah, man.
It does. It makes you feel like you can do things.
What do you do? Search Pinterest, like too many people?
Makeshift room.
I put DIY, like enclosing my debt.
Awesome.
Simple ideas for how. I mean, you know, it's working.
I think you should leave it.
Like, year round? Like $40.
Not year round because it'll be hot in the summer, but I think she should leave it throughout the winter. Got herself a little outdoor spot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My kids can come out here and play.
Your neighbors will love it.
I'm going to leave it as long as it'll hold up. I'm just praying I can get through tomorrow.
Well, all of our radio family members, you got to see what my sister's done. Go on Instagram at the MRL show. Take a look at the redneck sunroom that we're going to be dining in for Thanksgiving. All right, sis. Well, thanks for joining the show. I love you.
Love you.
I'll see you in a couple hours.
See ya.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I don't think we'll find any of this a surprise, since Kanye West has already made comments on Nick Cannon making comments about Kim Kardashian. But Kanye West says that he does not like and he gets upset over Kim Kardashian's racy photos that she posts online. Now, Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger things are really heating up. They could be getting engaged very soon. That's the word on the street. Insiders are saying that he's ready to pop the question.
Mm-hmm. Are you okay with that, Arnold?
That's right. I am.
Wow. Right. I didn't expect that.
And
J-Lo's Hollywood Walk of Fame star has been vandalized. Bill Cosby's, President Trump's star, they've all been vandalized too. But I don't understand the J-Lo.
What did J-Lo do?
I think someone's just jealous because I don't think J-Lo can do any wrong.
She has perfect skin.
She does.
Arnold says that he knows what they wrote on what they said. What did they say? Yeah? You say you have the inside. What did they write on the Hollywood star?
Hello, cutie pie.
Oh. Well, that's kind of nice. By the way, if you haven't heard, Robert De Niro and his wife have called it quits after 20 years together. But I have a What Loren Likes for you very quickly.
What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
So earlier this week, we did glitter for your turkey. And if maybe glitter isn't your thing, you can try Flaming Hot Cheetos as a topping on your turkey tomorrow.
Whoa.
Crumple it up, Blank?
Crumble it up. You just use it just like you would traditional seasoning. Put it on top. Bake it. Let it ride.
Okay.
I kind of want to try.
Nice. Okay. Thank you, Loren.
Yeah, you can find more What Loren Likes at kiss951.com.
Okay, just a reminder, we are out of turkeys at Queen Park Social, so thank you guys for going out there and turkey bowling. Congratulations to all of our winners. Up next, we just heard from Roy's sister, Alyssa, who has rednecked her deck into a sunroom with saran wrap and a tarp. We want to find out from you guys, why is your Thanksgiving redneck? 704-570-9595.
Make sure you join Kiss 95.1 at Independence Mazda's Toy Drive this Saturday, 1:30 to 3:30. You can meet Devin Funches, Thomas Davis, and Shaq Thompson. Just bring a toy to help a children in need. That's Independence Mazda this Saturday.
Hey, Marissa and Hickory. Thank you for holding on. What's going on this morning?
So, for our Thanksgiving for the past 2 years, we have had our dinner at the auction house.
That's your redneck Thanksgiving at the auction house, huh?
Yes, with an auction going on and a bunch of other people, my parents run the kitchen there, so they decided to do it there every year.
That's awesome, because, you know, there's such characters that go to auctions.
Yes. It ends up being tons of fun. It's just pretty redneck. So.
But I imagine one day that's how my parents will end up spending their Thanksgivings. They go to auctions all the time, and they bid on the weirdest crap. I mean, my dad one time had a box of the weirdest looking knives that he got for a dollar. And, you know, it's like, I'll go over and he's like, I got four dressers out in the garage if you need one. Like, I can pack a dresser up and take it home.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Marissa, I can't believe the auction houses are open on Thanksgiving. We can't take a day off?
Nope.
Mm.
That's probably like their Black Friday.
And there's quite a few people that actually come.
Well, you know, some people go to movies on Thanksgiving. Some people go to auctions.
That's true, I guess. Marissa, are you responsible for feeding the people that come to the auction or just yourselves?
So my parents actually are responsible for feeding everyone. I just go eat.
How many turkeys are needed for people that come to the auction? Like, a lot?
I think he makes six.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's a lot of turkeys.
I think I'm going.
Yeah, we're doing Thanksgiving all wrong, Manny.
Yeah. All right, Marissa, thanks so much for calling in. We really appreciate it out there. Hickory, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, bye.
She understands that because she's at the auction house.
Right.
We need more phone calls about redneck Thanksgiving.
704-570-9595.
Someone's on hold who actually shoots early in the morning. They do a little shooting on their redneck Thanksgiving. We'll take his call, and we want to hear from you guys, too.
The MRL Show on KISS 95.1.
All right, talking about redneck Thanksgiving to my sister. You can look at the photo at the MRL Show.
The comments are priceless that are coming in.
Yeah, they really are.
She made a redneck sunroom for the deck so everybody can go out there and eat. And it's literally tarps and saran wrap on this outdoor deck that she created, which is really innovative. She got the idea from Pinterest. But how do you spend your redneck Thanksgiving? 704-570-9595. Let's bring in Siri from Charlotte.
Hey, so every year my uncle and my grandpa, well, my great uncle, my great grandpa, they go deer hunting. And from my childhood, I never remember them ever shooting a deer. But within the following week, my uncle always hits a deer with his truck. So every year he gets a deer by hitting it with his truck.
You spend all that time in your tree stand trying to hunt, and then you end up hitting it with a truck.
Exactly. And like one time he took me hunting with him and I fell asleep and he got mad at me because I fell asleep. And then the next day he hits the deer and I'm like, well, you didn't even get anything. And then the next day you hit a deer with your truck.
Does he count that, Siri? Does he pick it up?
Like if it has antlers on it and it's like a 7-point or 8-point, like he'll like take it and mount it.
If you hit it, it's yours.
Oh, and mount it.
If you hit an 8-point deer, I mean, I'm not a huge deer hunter. I kind of know something, but like that would probably beat up your truck pretty good.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
I'm imagining his truck has a couple dents in it. You know? Like I don't think he's driving a 2018 Chevy into a deer. You know?
Siri. Every year he gets a new truck.
Does he? Oh, okay. Then I really don't understand that. But I love like how every year he sees a deer and instead of hitting the brake, he hits the gas.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to give me one.
I got him.
And that's awesome. Siri, thanks so much for calling. Have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
You guys too. Thank you.
And we are so thankful for you guys for being part of the MRL Show. I don't think we said that this morning. We've been so kind of crazy busy with everything. And thank you guys so much for joining us. Josh is on the phone. He's got one for us. Go ahead, Josh.
All right. So we sit here every year for Thanksgiving, the guys go out and we deep fry a turkey. Well, while we're waiting on the turkey to be cooked, we play some skeet golf. We line up with some drivers, somebody else pull, we hit the golf balls, and we try to shoot them with a shotgun.
So tomorrow morning, at what time will that game be going down?
Hey, as soon as we wake up, that's a good time to drink, right? I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, there you go. Deep fry the turkey, shoot some golf balls. Thanks, Josh. Happy Thanksgiving, bud.
You too, brother.
Did you like that?
That gunshot was so loud, it scared me.
You really add to it. That's
such a good-sounding gun, too. Wow. I mean, did you really go to the shooting range for this now?
I did. We went back in time to a pirate ship to get the cannonball.
That's so funny.
Hey, you guys can keep it coming. You can text 704-570-9595. Got a couple texts coming in, Loren?
We do. People, you know, somebody goes shooting on Thanksgiving to try to get their turkey. But
we got the sound effect for that.
I'm I'm wondering what happens if it's not successful.
Yeah, swing by.
Yeah, and then somebody also
put the gun down and go into the grocery store.
Yeah, let's put the gun down first. And then we also have a text message. If you haven't heard Cam Newton's turkey, somebody just texted in and said that it sounds like a zombie turkey.
We will play that for you. If you haven't heard Cam, we hosted his Thanksgiving jam on Monday night, and we made him do a turkey gobble for us. We'll have that for you, plus lots more fun, including some Black Friday stuff we need to talk about. And today is also a cool day. You know, it's one of those national holidays.
Yeah.
It's a certain holiday today, and my dad is totally all about this holiday. We'll explain that coming up in under 10 minutes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.